Just raise your hands and worship Him right now. You're in His presence. There's fullness of joy. There's peace. There's a place of rest right here tonight in this place. Rest in His anointing that breaks every yoke. It destroys every barrier, every wall, every stronghold tonight. In the name of Jesus, be broken. Be broken. Every stronghold, every wall that's separating you from all that God has for you. The anointing breaks that wall down. Right now. Right now. You don't even have to shout. Just like they shouted the walls down, you don't have to. You can. You're free to shout in this place. But you don't have to. The anointing right now. You just receive it right now. You're in His presence. In His presence is power to heal. The atmosphere is set right now for His healing power, for His anointing to break it off of you right now. Say from your heart, from your spirit, I am healed. I am blessed. No weapon formed against me has a possibility to prosper. It cannot prosper. It cannot prosper. God's word will prosper because He sent His word to prosper. He sent His word to heal. He sent His word to deliver. That is to give you freedom. Freedom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we just praise you and thank you for speaking to us tonight,
yes,
for ministering to us,
yes,
as we minister to you.
Yes.
You minister to us.
Yes.
Thank you for your presence.
Yes.
Thank you for your love. Nothing we've done can separate us from your love. You love us so much that while we were even sinners, you loved us so much that you died for us. So we'd be cleansed, completely cleansed, once and for all, from all of our sins. Thank you for your grace. We come boldly before the throne of grace to receive mercy in our time of need. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many know it's your night? By raising your hand, you made a statement. You said, I have faith. Tonight's my night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I want you to reach over and touch somebody and just say, tonight is your night.
Tonight is your night.
Tonight's your night. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Dion. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And you can be seated. Dion just led us into the presence of God. And what, somebody needs help out of here? Yeah, that's not the way you carry them now. This is the way to do that. We have to train the ushers there. You might want to turn me down a little bit because I walk toward these speakers. It's echoing there. Thank you, Dion. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Really, that's what I had. I mean, before the service started, you know, something really profound. Just tell people, Jesus loves you. I didn't know that song was going to sing that song. Nobody told me, you know. But the Holy Spirit knew. Holy Spirit knew it.
Yes.
Holy Spirit knew it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, God is good.
Amen.
And I tell you what, I have to thank Him. I have to thank Him. Because when I get up here, I can have a message, something put together. But it's just like I said Sunday morning. Just trust the Holy Spirit. He's a genius. He'll make you look smart.
Amen.
You know, I just trust in that, you know. I trust in that. But I've had a lot of people, Pastor David, hear me preach. And they sit there and say, you know what, that guy can do it. I can go out and start a church. And I've had a lot of them go out and start churches. They might not last you very long at all because, see, it takes more than what you think with your head. It's got to be a calling from God.
Yeah.
And if it's not, you won't make it.
Yeah.
It's just, but I tell you what, when you know the Holy Spirit, He's our helper.
Yes.
Thank Glory God. To God. He's our helper. Thank you, Lord. Praise well, I was studying today and putting some things together and kind of wanted to go a direction, and I'll probably be there next time I minister, but on the way there, we got to get there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You're not going to leave the same tonight. You said this was your night.
Yes.
So tonight we're going to kind of go on with something that I said Sunday morning. It was, I thought I was complete with that. It was a one sermon message. But if you know anything about me, I kind of like what Kenneth Hagin does things. You keep going till people get it and start acting on it.
Yes.
I read in the Bible over and over again. I mean, from Mark, it says the one that's going to be prosperous and blessed is the one that's not just a hearer, but a doer.
Amen.
And once you hear something enough that you believe it, you will do it.
Right.
I can find out what you believe. It's what you do. If you believe something, you will do it. If you believe in something. So I want to kind of go in that direction again. We talked about recovering all Sunday. Tonight we're going to talk about the power to recover. But I want you to know there's some things against you. There are some things the enemy has that he puts little traps out there for you to keep you from recovering at all. He doesn't want you to recover.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
But God wants you to take back what has been stolen.
Amen.
All your covenant rights. You know you have covenant rights? You know when a person dies, they leave you a will, right? They leave a will. And it tells you all your covenant benefits.
Yeah.
All your inheritance. Well, we had somebody that came here, and he died. He left a will.
Yes.
It's called God's will.
Amen.
Amen. And we open up his will. We don't have to have a lawyer. A preacher helps, you know.
Holy Ghost.
You know, the Holy Ghost helps. It'll help you, too, that you can get your own message from God. But, you know, it took a preacher to show up to my house, but the Holy Spirit led him.
That's right.
And he was a Baptist preacher. God can use a donkey. I can use, you know, I'm just kidding. You can speak through anybody. I'm evidence of that. But anyway, you know, he wants you to take what has been stolen, your covenant rights, your inheritance, your healing, your prosperity, your family, your peace, your job, your shalom. I mean, what, you know, what's broken in your life? What's missing in your life? wholeness in your life. You know, we think, well, you know, we'll just keep putting up with things, but God wants you to go beyond that. You know, Patsy and I will talk about some things sometime, like, well, you know, that healing hasn't manifested yet in that one area or something. But you know, that doesn't change God's word. We're standing on it till we get it, and as we get it, we're going to keep it. Hello? I pray for a lot of people, seen them healed. And, it, you know, a few months later, they lose it. You got to know how to keep something.
Right.
But when you've got the word in you, that's God's spills, his word in you, God's medicine he give to you, you can keep that healing. Amen. It's just like your vitamins and supplements that we take every day in natural. I'm not saying we like all of y'all, but I mean we do. Patsy and I spend hundreds of dollars on them a month, you know, to make sure all our parts are, you know, going here too. But we kind of help with a little, but we take them by faith in Jesus' name. I'm not going to spend that kind of money on those things if I'm not going to do it by faith.
Yeah.
Hello? But, you know, I think I'm doing pretty good for 68 and a half years old. I can get out and do push-ups and jog and do 10,000 steps a day or whatever with no problem. So, I mean, you know, something's working right.
Amen.
You might want to take some of those supplements I take, you know. But anyway, I'm not selling supplements tonight. I'm not into that. But anyway. Patsy might get in that new business now. I don't know. It may be a new thing for her. She's looking for something. But anyway, no, I'm kidding. Here's my question. Is there anything missing? Anything not complete in your life? We know God's will. God's will, as we see in Psalms 35, 27, he said, God delights, he takes pleasure in the prosperity, in the healing, in the deliverance, in the freedom of his children. Amen? It pleases God for you to step out in faith. See, he doesn't want you just hear the word. He wants you to be a doer of the word, because if you just hear the word, you're fooling your own self if you're not doing the word. It's given to you so you can do it. In other words, you come here tonight to hear something that you can do, that you're allowed to do. Actually, you're hearing something that God wants you to do, because if he takes pleasure in it, that means he knows it'll work for you if you do it. Right?
Right.
He says, 3 John 4, he says, I have no greater joy. Wow. How would you like to know what gives God joy? No greater joy. I have no greater joy than to hear my children are walking in truth.
Right.
3 John 4. That pleases God. So we just can't come to church and just hear it. We need to take the word we hear and act on it and live it. As Alan and I were talking the other day, it's you know, you can't just hear, you got to do it. You got to just be a doer of the word. You know, it's all part of your life. If you're not doing it, it's not going to be working. I mean, doctors can give you some pills to take. He says it'll do this certain thing. You sit them on a table and never take them. How do you expect it's going to work for you? Amen? God's given you some medicine. He's given you a trail. He's given you a pathway to recover what's yours. And that's what I want you to see. What are the obstacles that come against you? That's what I want you to see tonight. And we'll see. Let's see. Well, let's start off in 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. You know, because here's something that really kind of concerns me. Is what makes dormant the power of God in you? What makes dormant the power of God in you? Now, I could have titled that tonight, you know. What makes, because it's part of this teaching tonight, is there something that stops the power of God from working in your life? And a lot of times people think, well, it's because of something I did wrong. Actually, that's not it. What makes dormant in your life? Is there something in you that you're not walking it out? You're not doing in your life. Here, I want you to read here something that Paul says. You got this up there? 1 Corinthians chapter 1. No, it's chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, he says here, And brethren, when I came, okay, he says it here too. Okay, to you, I came not with excellency of speech. Y'all hear me? of wisdom of my own, that's what he's saying, declared unto you the testimony of God. This is what he's doing. Next verse. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Verse 3. And I was with you in weakness and fear and in much trembling. Verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration. Now here's where it's at now. My speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Let's stay there just for a second to get some, to understand this right here. In other words, he didn't say he was getting up and speaking before people, showing him all his degrees that he had, which he had them. I mean, you know, he had his doctorates in theology himself. He'd been studying this. Matter of fact, he was telling people what the law was. He knew the law.
Yeah.
He was a minister of the law.
Yeah.
So he knew all those things. He could say he was educated, and he could say he had wisdom, and he could go and brag and do all these things, but he says, that's not the wisdom that we're talking about here.
Right.
I didn't come to you with man's wisdom. I came to you here in demonstration. You know, we can preach and talk and do whatever, but, you know, there should be some demonstration.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
There should be some manifestation.
Yes.
If we preach the same word Jesus preached, we preach the same word Paul preached, we preach the same word Peter preached. How many knows Peter preached? I mean, it took a while for him to get started after he had to find out some faults he had and finally repented and got some things right. I'm telling you, the guy was bold. That's what's important on ministering to people, is boldness. A lot of oppressed people around. And we have a ministry to minister to people that are oppressed.
Amen.
I remember John Osteen taught a lesson years ago about ministering to the oppressed, the duty of the church. The duty of the church, which means Christians, to minister to oppressed people. Back here again, he says, not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power. I think we want to verse 5, right? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You know, to me, I can get some understanding and get some good teaching, some good background for people that are wise and smart and educated in some things. But I'm telling you what, if you want to do supernatural, if you want to do the supernatural, which is beyond your natural intellect, you've got to listen to the Spirit of God and let the Holy Spirit work through you.
That's right.
And that's what he's saying here. I didn't come here just to put on a show for me, show you what all I can do. I want you to see the power of God demonstrated, that your faith would not be in man's wisdom, but your faith would be in God. So tonight, we want you to have faith in God, which is beyond the natural. Because most people have faith in this chair because you see four legs underneath it. Amen? That's why you sit there and you trust that chair. You see that. But if those four legs were gone, you would be kind of careful about sitting in that chair, wouldn't you? I mean, some of you faith people, I didn't hear nobody say amen. That means all you are faith people. You just sit there without legs. Okay, all right, I'm wrong crowd. Okay, I'm talking to wrong people here. All right. Okay, all right. You know. Why is the power of God dormant? You know, in Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 3, verses 6 through 8, well, you don't have to turn there or anything, but you can if you want to. But you'll know the story where Peter came up. Peter came up and he saw this lame man at the door and he was begging alms. And Peter comes up and he says, silver and gold I don't have, but such as I have, right? Such as I do have is what you need, right? Silver and gold have I none, but what I have you need. In the name of Jesus, rise up. And we know he rose up and went right into the synagogue and went right in for all the people that knew him, what he did, and he was leaping and jumping and praising God, right? But what Peter said was, such as I have, give I to you. If you have something, we need to give it out a little bit, right? Don't just keep it to ourselves. I tell you what, a lot of times people are healed by praying for somebody else to be healed. Abraham did that. Abraham, Sarah couldn't have a baby, right? I think, what was the guy's name? Abimelech? Yeah, Abimelech. I think you're right. I think it was Abimelech. And he prayed for Abimelech so his wives would have babies. And they all had babies. Yeah. And then next, he had his.
How about that?
Right? But he had to pray for somebody else first. Well, I mean, that was God's timing. I'm not going to say exactly that's why it happened, but I'm just saying he obeyed God. He prayed for somebody else, and he needed himself. So don't kind of give that for an excuse, what I'm saying. But let's look at something here. I could give you example after example. You know, you think about this, Paul and Silas, when they were in prison, right? And I think that's Acts chapter 16. And it says they chained them to the hands. They put them in kind of like, well, you don't call it a bottomless pit, but they put them in a pit. If you've been to Israel, you'll see what the prisons were. They're down in the ground. I mean, down in the ground, a dark place with everything, junk, nasty, smelly stuff down in there. And that's where they were. So, and they were chained up. And it said that they came in there in the dark. They couldn't see each other, right? In the dark. It wasn't like lights. They're going to give them lights down there. And so they were starting to sing praises to God. You know, some people think maybe they were talking about, Silas might have said to Peter, he says, man, what, you messed up. You got us in trouble out there praying for these people. I mean, right in front of all these religious people. And look what you did. I mean, man, what'd you do? I mean, you messed up. What'd you eat last night? You must have had some pizza or something. The guy had a bad dream or something and got us in this big trouble, you know? Are you listening to me, Peter? No, he didn't do that. They both sang praises to God right in the middle of all the troubles. And what happened? Something supernatural, right? They took their mind off their situation, their problems, their pain, because they beat them. Before they chained them up, they beat them. They whipped them. They could have been crying and whining, but they weren't. They sang praises to God, and it says all the other people heard them. And when that happened, what happened? We had a jailhouse rock, right? I mean, the place shook like an earthquake, and it says all the bands. That means everybody in there's bands. You said, what kind of earthquake is that? All the bands. Didn't say the walls broke down, and it just kind of still has their bands hanging on the hands. Said, no, all the bands broke loose in pitch black. And they were all loose.
Yes.
And I used to wonder what they sang. There knew something about singing brought the anointing and the power of God.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I used to wonder if that's what the song, there's a river of life flowing out of me, makes the lame to walk and the blind to see,
open
prison doors and set the captives free.
Yeah.
I've got a river of life flowing out of me. Don't worry about me singing. When I listened to Dion, I remember my voice used to be like that. Until I got about the sixth grade. And all of a sudden, no, I'm kidding. I don't know if it'd been like that, but it was a lot higher. Let's put it that way. I remember I was in the choir, and the choir teacher says, Brian, sing this. And I went to sing it, and she says, oh, your voice turned into a frog. Well, see, that stayed with me. You know, definitely I got out of the choir. So anyway, I never could sing anymore after that. But anyway, praise God for what Dion has got it working in him, a gift working in him. Amen. Okay, let's turn to 2 Timothy 1:6. Our first scripture we'll go to before I close. Glory to God. We'll get started here. This will be good. 2 Timothy 1:6, In the King James, it says, "Whensoever I put thee in remembrance." This is Paul talking to Timothy. He said, I put thee in remembrance. Come on, Timothy, I want you to remember that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Now, he's referring to, what is it, First Timothy 4:14. You can turn over there. Well, you got that one? Read. Is it 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy? It's 1 Timothy 4:14. Do the one I told you. Don't buy what I'm saying now. 1 Timothy 4:14. Neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by prophecy with the laying on of hands of the presbytery or the elders. In other words, when the elders laid hands on him, he received the gift. Anybody have an idea what that gift is? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit came upon him, and he was anointed with power like Jesus said. Amen. Well, like they said about Jesus, like Peter said about Jesus in Acts 10:38, Jesus of Nazareth, whom God anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing some of them, right? All that was sick. What must be God's will? Now, wait a minute. I don't know if it's God's will for everybody to be healed. Jesus could have been out of God's will. Oh, I don't think so. Jesus was the expression of God. I mean, he was the will of God. Everything he did, everything he did because the Father said it. And he did it. Amen. But it says now, he said, remember that gift is in you. Let's go back to back to where we came from in 2 Timothy 1:6 again. It says here, remember, Timothy, remember, stir up. Now, stir up is a Greek phrase. It's a Greek phrase, and to be able to tell you how to say the word, I don't know. I can spell it to you. A-N-U-Z-O-P-U-R-E-O. Woo! But anyway, whatever that word is in the Greek, it means to rekindle or keep a full flame. And the word gift, I can say that one, is chrisma. The gift, chrisma. Now, Strong's Analytical Concordance says, it means a spiritual endowment which God equips. It's just like it is God equips. It's an unction. It's God's ability in you. God's ability in you. Now, 1 John chapter 2 says it's an unction. The word unction there is the word chrisma. It means the anointing, the power of God, the ability of God that he put in you. If he put it in you, how many knows he wants it demonstrated? He wants it working out of you. God is living inside of you. You are the body of Christ. You are his body. You're his hands for him to lay hands on people, right? You are his mouthpiece to speak his word. He sent forth his word to heal. You're to speak out words of healing, words of life, words of joy, words of peace. Words of kindness and meekness, which sounds like I'm talking about the fruit of the Spirit. I believe so. I believe when God speaks, it's the fruit of the Spirit. He is the Spirit, right? And it's going to cause fruit. But, thinking about that, I've got these different Greek words, but I don't want to get all this in there. I think we can look at this and look at that in Amplified. Have you got that in Amplified? Read. Can you give me 2 Timothy 1:6 in the Amplified? You can do it. That is why that's why I would remind you to stir up, rekindle the embers, fan the flame of, and keep burning. I think that's the definition we just got, right? Yeah. From that long word I couldn't say. Yeah. Rekindle the embers of the flame of, and keep burning, the gracious gift of God. That inner fire that is in you by means of laying on hands with those of the elders in your ordaining. Everybody said, I heard that before. There's a fire inside of you. Jeremiah talked about it, right? There's a fire burning in my bones, you know, that just wants to do something. I tell you, the Holy Spirit in you wants to do something. But he needs some action. He needs somebody to act on something, to do something. And that's what's causing the power of God to be dormant in us when we're not acting on the Word of God. But if you keep hearing it, if Pastor David and I, you know, keep telling you, you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And I'm, you know, when I see you, I'm expecting you to tell me some testimonies about you doing it, because it's the Holy Spirit in you that wants to do it.
Right.
Hello?
Amen.
He goes with them. You heard me say this before. That's going. He'll do things to them that are doing.
Yeah.
And you're doing it by faith. So I'm going to try this and see if it works. No, he wants you to do it. Amen? He wants you to trust him. That's what pleases God, is for you to trust him. Amen?
Amen.
Well, and when he says here not to neglect, in First Timothy 4:14, when he says, don't neglect, the word neglect here means don't dismiss, don't disregard or discount or ignore or overlook. See, all those are negative things, right? Those are negative words meaning lack of action. So remember, when there is lack of action, your authority suffers loss. Isn't that right? Edmund Burke said in 1795, y'all remember him? 1795, Edmund Burke. He said, when good men do nothing, do nothing, evil triumphs. And I know y'all heard that before, right? But we have to think about sometimes when you know, it's just like in voting for somebody or anything else that needs to be done, when we see, well, they have a rally over here or a protest over here, you know, and well, guess what? Even though they might be doing things the wrong way, they're getting something done. And Christians need to get something done, but they say, oh, we just don't want to get involved. Well, when good people do nothing, evil triumphs.
Right.
That's why a lot of the problems we're having today.
Right.
Because we just let them come out of the closets, come out from under wherever they were, you know, and all of a sudden now they got all these rights into perversion.
Right.
And we allow a perversion to be right next to us. Oh, we just have to love them. Yeah, we can love them all. But we don't have to agree with that stuff. Amen? I'm telling you, you know, people say, well, you have to be careful what you say behind a pulpit nowadays. Haul me off. Oh, I can say. Because I'm going to be like Paul. Shame on me if I preach not this gospel. He said it a little different than that, but that's the truth. Amen? But I've had a lot of them come to me. And it's the reason they come to me. Because I believe I can help them.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Now, somebody thought a little different there, but anyway, you know, when he used to call me on the phone, I worked in a Quick Trip up there, you know, I think it was a little different reason they thought at first, but anyway, but when one come in one night, and he kept coming in night, you know, over and over again, and finally one night I said, you know what, I know why you're coming. And I mean, it come out of my mouth so fast. You want to be delivered. You want to be set free from a homosexual spirit. And he says, and he didn't get mad. No, he just looked at him and says, yeah. I said, well, you're at the right place. And I mean, but see, I could sense the smell. I mean, it's like, can't take it. You used to talk about the smell. I could smell it, stench. I could smell it. And I said, told him, the guy, and he graduated from Wachahatchee.
Oh, wow.
It's Assembly of God Bible College.
Yeah.
And he had an engineering degree. It was up in Tulsa. Yeah, but he couldn't sleep. It was a torment. It was a torment. But praise God, he got free.
Amen.
Amen. And as a reason.
Amen.
See, you say, well, what if a person like that comes to me? God's not going to send them to you unless you're going to do something.
Right.
Hello?
Amen.
I've had people say, oh, man, I heard you talking about the gift of discerning of spirits, seeing in the spirit world and seeing these spirits. And, oh, I wouldn't want to see that. I said, don't worry. God's not going to let that gift operate through you. It'd scare you to death. It's only going to work through somebody that knows how to do something about it. I'm just telling you little side notes here, you know. But anyway, I'm going to have to close here, I guess. Let me see how I can close this. How can we close this door after I did those things, right? Where is the lack of that? Okay, we got that. No, we got to close there. Because when I go to the next one, we have to get into the next part about the fear, you know, about God not giving us the spirit of fear. And then we get learn what the Greek word there, fear, is a Greek word, timidity. And you'd see in the Amplified, you'll see it as a word, timidity. God does not give you a spirit. Everybody say spirit.
Spirit.
God doesn't give you a spirit of fear.
Right.
Or a spirit of timidity.
Amen.
Shyness. God gives you a spirit of boldness.
Yes.
When the Spirit of God comes on you, you have boldness.
Amen.
In Acts chapter 4, you see Paul, when he came back, he said, you know, pray for me that with all boldness,
yes,
you will go out. See, we need to pray the same prayer he
yes
prayed.
Amen.
He said, Lord, give me boldness to go in there and declare. And that's going to take care of some things. And I gave you the answer before we got the question here, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Y'all kind of know where we're going. And timidity, the root word of timidity, I'll just tell you a little secret, is intimidation. And the devil loves that. Intimidation.
Yeah.
When that choir teacher told me that my voice would sound like a frog, I was intimidated and I got defeated. So many Christians the same way. Somebody says something, the devil tells you something. He says, look here, you know, you're a fool here, you're a fool there. You know, people's not listening to you. Why open your mouth? I lived that way, intimidated not to speak. And today, I defeated intimidation.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You can too.
Amen.
Because that's what causes the power of God to be dormant in your life. If I can do it, you can do it.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you tonight for a great service because we were in your presence.
Yes,
we are in your presence right now.
Yes, God.
You said if two or three are gathered in your name, there you are.
Yes.
And where you are, everything we need is.
That's right.
Everything we need is in your presence.
Yes.
It's all about you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And you know what we need.
Yes.
So we come before you tonight and we just say, Lord, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your word that's living inside of us. It's working. It will complete us and cause us to walk in the destiny and the plan that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, that our eyes are open, our ears are open, our spirit is ready for the revelation. I mean, Lord, we want the illumination of the Word of God that says my name on it. This is for me. And tonight we heard things that we can put our name on and say, this is for me. I will walk in it. According to your word, be it unto me.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.